Thousands of hectares of farmland in the north have been planted with trees by a UK cleaner and chemical company. It's part of a carbon offset scheme that's often called greenwashing. And for farmers, it could mean that land will be out of food production for hundreds of years. NDP agricultural and food critic Lana Poppin will be in Prince George today speaking about the issue. She joins me on the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be bringing a private member's bill to Prince George today in regards to what we're seeing in the north. What will it say?
Basically, it makes a mechanism that allows the Agricultural Land Commission to approve activity like we're seeing or not. And so the Commission's mandate is to encourage farming and to protect the agricultural land reserve for food producing. And so they would assess the situation and decide whether or not it was in the best interest for agriculture. And in this case, what we see happening on the land base right now by this corporation, this is not in the best interest of food production in BC. So I would, this mechanism allows them to say, no, I'm sorry, you can't do that. Right now, they've slipped through the cracks.
Why isn't that happening already?
Well, it's an interesting thing, and so just to revisit the history really briefly, this situation was brought up in 2008 in the legislature by then MLA Bob Simpson. He brought this to light. Last summer, there was a consultation around changes to the ALR that was happening, and residents and stakeholders from the Prince George area attended a meeting which I was at and the Ministry of Agriculture was at, and this issue was brought up again, raising some alarm bells, like this is getting out of control. From that point, I started to investigate it pretty carefully, and I started to realize that it wasn't a small amount of land that we were talking about. This was thousands of hectares that was being purchased and turned into a carbon program by this UK company. So I started to bring it up in the legislature. The minister came back and said, "You know what? You know, don't light your hair on fire over it. It's just 1,500 hectares, no big deal."
Yeah.
The company at that point came out and said, actually, it's well over 10,000 hectares and we're not stopping. The minister says, well, the commission can decide whether or not that can happen or not, so don't worry about it. The commission comes back and says, actually, no, we can't. And at this point, the corporation has decided to stop their activities and do an internal review of their practice, whether or not they'll continue. And I believe they are trying to work with the community right now. But the Minister of Agriculture, his next move has been to thank the corporation for voluntarily stopping. And I think his next move should be to immediately put in legislation that would stop this activity.
Okay.
He is allowing offshore corporation to decide land use policy in British Columbia, and I think that's his job to do.
Well, we have the minister waiting on the line. We will get to Minister Norm Letnik in just a moment. To be fair, there are 4.7 million hectares of land in the ALR. What's the big deal?
Well, it is a big deal. So the areas that we're talking about are with from Prince George through to Quesnel, so the Cariboo area. A lot of this area that's being changed into trees is used for range crops like hay for cattle. So we have cattle production in that area. And there's areas that are basically being taken out of production for feed for cattle. They're also changing the landscape quite a bit with their practices. So they're creating quite big trenches throughout these hectares of land so that it keeps the water there for the newly planted trees. They're putting barbed wire around their purchases. They're putting in some cases video surveillance on these properties. They're taking out pieces of the community, and so it's not just the food production aspect of it, but I believe that that's a big problem. But they're also affecting the way our community is up there, and that's what I'm hearing from residents. Now, one of the things that was concerning around the Quesnel area for residents was that the way that if these are planted for hay or for forage crops, they're usually cut, and the fuel for forest fires is removed. They're cut quite short, two times a year sometimes. And they're not maintaining these properties. So the amount of fuel that's being stored within these areas, as far as dried grass, is increasing, and that's a concern for residents too.
In the wake of the pine beetle crisis, there's been a lot of forest fire fuel and the need for replanting. Isn't this in some ways a good thing to be putting trees back into the central interior?
Oh, well, there's millions of acres that need to be reforested, absolutely. But basically, let's keep the forest lands for forests and the food lands for food. And that's kind of the gist of it. We don't need our very valuable food growing lands to be taken out of production for maybe over 100 years. And I think that the corporation understands that this is not appreciated here. They've got a lot of publicity with NBC for this bad publicity, but they also got a lot of international publicity that didn't really help them. And I think that's due to the regional districts raising the profile, the community raising the profile, and I've been trying my best to also raise the profile. This is a topic that the BC Cattlemen have weighed in on, the BC Agriculture Council, UBCM. These are strong voices for agriculture that say we need to get a handle on this, and the only person that doesn't seem to be listening is the Minister of Agriculture.
Well, we have him listening right now as it happens. We'll go to him now. Lana Popham, I'll let you listen in as well. Lana Popham, the NDP Agriculture and Food Critic, coming to Prince George today. The Minister of Agriculture, Norm Letnik, is on the phone listening in to respond to what we just heard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Carolina. How are you today?
Good, good. Your response to Lana Popham's request for a solution to this, a private member's bill that would see the ALR determine what land could be used for reforestation?
Well, you know, we take the same serious consideration to the land in the reserve as most British Columbians do. We want to see land in the reserve safeguarded for future generations and also see more farming on that land. So it's really important that we continue to do that. The first instance that I heard of this is when I actually was up in the Vanderhoof area visiting with John Rustad a couple of years ago. He told me that there was about 1,500 hectares of land that was changed for planting trees, and so, you know, we looked at that. We discovered that in 2011, because I wasn't a minister at the time, we had to do some research. In 2011, both sides of the House passed a change to the Agricultural Land Commission Act, which basically said that if you are going to be tying up the land for carbon credits or planting of trees for 100 years, that you need to go to the Land Commission, the Independent Land Commission, and ask for authorization. I would imagine that was so that you could make a case that the land was marginal or even less than marginal, and therefore it might be acceptable. And then the commission could say yes or no. So subsequent to that, last year, as MLA Popham has said, I did a tour around the province, 6,500 kilometers, and met with many, many people. And again, it was brought to my attention that this was happening, and it was more than the 1,500 hectares. Coralie Oaks, the MLA, of course, in your area, just south of Prince George, said she thought it was more like 10,000 hectares. So we asked her to put together a list of which properties was potentially being impacted. She took some time to do that. That was great to make it a comprehensive list. That list was passed over to the Agricultural Land Commission, and they are the ones that have been looking at that. So right now it appears that RB owns about 10,500 hectares. We know that 8,900 hectares have been planted with trees out of the 4.7 million hectares in the ALR. And because of the work of people like Mike Morris, who have met with RB, and our ministry and the ALC, who have also had discussions with RB, I'm happy that RB has decided to hold off on planting any more trees and not purchase any more land for this. So,
but what about other companies that might be interested to do this? We've already tied up, you said, about 10,000 hectares of land. This land cannot be used for about 100 years. What about stopping other companies?
Well, that's the thing. If you are going to be planting trees for carbon credits, you need to have a covenant. And if you are going to have a covenant, as per the change in 2011, you need to go to the Agricultural Land Commission and get authority for the covenant. If you don't, then the covenant has no weight. And then basically your carbon credit issue is gone because you would not be able to claim the carbon credits. The challenge is like in RB's case, they're not going after the carbon credits. All they want to do is